Houston station on 2 for a PAO question.
Hey, Jessica, Houston's with you on 2 for your PAO question. What you got?
Betty, just a question about that PAO event. You know, normally we use GEMS since it's a little bit more less of an impact to everybody else. I see that Sophie has a restricted GEM activity at that time. So I'm wondering if I could use Columbus for that PAO activity instead of Lab.
We're talking about it. Stand by one.
All right, standing by. And, I mean, I don't need an answer right away. You guys can get back to me whenever you can.
Copy. Sounds good. We'll let you know when we got some. And, Jessica, that's the one at 1720?
Firm.
Copy.
Sulfation on 2 for CEO question.
Huntsville is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Ben, just a question. I've been meaning to send Ian an email about this, and I keep forgetting, so I thought I'd just call it down. When we have crew request CEOs, I think our understanding has usually been we don't necessarily check the 4 POIC box if it's just a crew request site, but is that something that you would like do you guys like to catalog all of those officially? Should we check the POIC on every CEO or just the non-crew request ones, I guess is the question.
That is a great question, Jessica. We will have to check on that and get back to you.
Okay, awesome. And, a note in the daily summary or even just an email is fine, too. Maybe I'll finally follow up with an email to Ian. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Turn station Sophie on 2 for Hatchfield intersection.
Sophie, Houston's with you on 2. What's up with the Hatchfields?
Just as a quick heads up, so node 1 for the Hatchfield. To know if I am go to just clean them with a procedure, with a dry wipe, the wet dry wipe without photo documenting, or you still want to photo document those.
And Sophie, we may need to have you read that back again. We had some dropout, and we might have some again. Hang on for just a moment.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Relax Pro.
Head on 2.
Good morning, Jessica. We are tracking that you've completed the data transfer activity, and thanks for leaving the crew note for that. We were just wondering if you were able to perform the Relax Pro relaxation session yesterday evening. We're unsure as the activity isn't grayed out.
Sorry about that. I did perform it, but I guess I just forgot to mark it because I was so relaxed afterward I fell right asleep.
Wonderful. We're glad you were so relaxed after it. Thanks for clarifying that.
Okay, no worries. I just marked it complete as well to be thorough. And I was just wondering, will I have the saliva stuff scheduled later this week?
And we're checking, Jessica.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I thought I was expecting to see those, and I hadn't seen them yet, so I thought I would ask. Thank you for following up on that.
Station Munich, Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Relax Pro.
Head on 2.
Hey, Jessica. We were just chatting on the airwaves here, and we do not need to have, we do not have cold stowage allocation at this time, as space isn't available, so we will not be performing the saliva sampling session during the desired sessions. Now copy.
Oh, okay. That seems surprising, but I'm sure you guys know best. Thanks. Houston Station on 2 for JSL port relocate.
With you on 2. Go ahead, Jessica.
So the execute note, just letting you know that this task is complete, and I did put a crew note in there, but just so you know, this Ethernet cable was missing the little plastic tab that helps secure it into the receptacle, like a lot of them up here, so just reporting that. I mean, obviously it's nicely covered by the box that we have, but it could be more likely to be dislodged without that receptacle, without that tab, as you know.
Copy, thanks. Additionally, I can pass you a couple words on your PO activity later. Ultimately, we want to let you know the lab is available, as is Columbus. However, if you elect to use Columbus, Chris will need to swap the Nanorax activities with the UID IFM activity on his timeline.
Okay, we'll take a look at the timeline and let you know what makes sense. I think it's usually a bigger impact for the rest of the crew to do with the PAO event in the lab, but I'll talk to Chris and we'll let you know, guys. So, thanks.
Sounds good. Thumbs up.
Just to clarify that, then, you guys are okay with him swapping those completely, both of the NanoRax activities for his UID cal?
That's affirmative. We coordinated those with Huntsville, and it does work.
Okay, good to know we have that option. Thanks so much.
Sensation. Sophie on 2 for Hatchfield section.
Oofy with you on 2, go ahead.
So hatch seal for node 1 port is complete too. And there were just a minor foot stains that were successfully cleaned. And just as a heads up to the teams, the picture number ending in 4045 shows a little dark spot, but I just checked again. It was a FUD, a little dust plane in front of the picture, and at this location, the hatch seal is clean.
Okay, copy that. Understood. For picture 4045, there were dark spots, but now you're reporting that the hatch seal is clean there?
Yeah, so there was never, ever a dark spot on the seal. It was just a FUD flew right in front of the camera.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
And I can take another picture if you want to. It's just if it's easier for the teams on the ground. It will come in a second downlink because these have already been downlinked.
Yeah, copy that. No need for another picture. We understand. But yeah, copy node 1 port complete.
Thank you.
To the station, Jackson 2 for node 1 IV cleaning.
Yeah, Houston's with you on 2. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Four, sir. Looking for go in step 1.
You are go in step 1. Safing is in place.
I am. Thank you. I'm in it.
High five.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Jack and fan cleaning.
Station Jackson 2.
Jack, in your IMV fan cleaning activity, we should have added after execute note 1, where we ask you to close the DCM purge valves on the EMUs to give us a heads up that you've completed that step. So when you've done that, will you please give us a verbal confirmation?
I can confirm now that I have closed the DCM purge valves on the aft and forward suits in the airlock.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Station node 1 camera is set up. I'd like to invite you on board if you want to watch.
Thank you very much. We'll follow along.
Station on 2 for Seabiscuit.
With you on 2.
Just checking in because there's a couple of discrepancies with serial numbers. I'm looking at the sonote for this activity and the procedure, and it's basically having me trash some of the old consumables and replace them with new ones. And I see in the sonote that's telling me the old scale catheter is 140 and I should use new one 141. The old one that was in the kit was actually 138. And I do see 140 is actually in with the new 15-liter bag. So I'm assuming you guys would rather just have me put 140 as new in the kit.
Copy all, Jessica. Yeah, we're good with that plan. Thanks for letting us know.
Okay, you're welcome, Huff. So that'll be 140 is the new one going in the kit, and 138 is going in the trash.
Houston copies. We'll update our notes.
One other question on that while I have you. I do see in here that Kenya's mask is actually still here. I'm wondering if that's something that could be trashed as well. There's no mention of that, but I see Chris's mask and Kenya's are the only two remaining.
Jessica, we copy. We're tracking that and trying to get an answer for you, hopefully by the end of the day. You are go to continue with the procedure.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Jessica and Seabiscuit.
Go for Seabiscuit.
Hey, Jessica, you are go to trash Kimia's, but please keep Chris's.
I don't know. Chris actually asked me to trash his as well. Just kidding. I will keep Chris's.
Copy. Thank you.
Send station Jackson 2 for IMV for insulation removal.
Go ahead on 2.
There appears to be an outer cover layer with the insulation on the inside. It seems like the outer cover layer is coming off first, and then I could reach in and remove the actual insulation second. Doesn't quite seem like that what's described in the procedure. Just want to make sure that's what you guys are expecting. I can flip the camera over for a better view, too.
Jack, we would love a better view of that to get an idea of what you're talking about.
Station, stand by for your thoughts.
All right, Jack, we see what you're talking about. We had expected the piece that you moved to come off as one piece and to see an orange duct underneath it. Could you move the black down and see if it can come off in one piece and see what's behind it?
A thin star colored outer layer will definitely come off as one, and it seems like there's a yellow insulation substance underneath that. So you want me to remove the black cover and then see if I can get the yellow stuff off as well to find out what's back or something else.
All right, Jack, we would like you to look around that black cover and see if there's a seam. Excuse me, the white part, and see if there's a seam so you can easily get it off. And then before you proceed with what's underneath, get some better eyes on it.
I'll have a look, and then I'll bring the camera over to show you what I see.
And final thought, Jack, just when dealing with that insulation, we may have some fiberglass concerns, so keep an eye out.
Yeah, I'll definitely have my goggles and mustache gel on to protect myself.
Happy, thanks.
I have one more question on Steven.
With you on, too.
Yeah, also in that locker, there's some random empty Ziploc bags, and there's also a mask for Rubens, and I'm assuming I can throw that one away as well.
Checking on that for you. Station Houston on 2. For Jack via Jessica, if you don't mind yelling over to him, say we recognize the cloth that he's manipulating right now, and he's go to remove that and put it in the same bag as the insulation.
Yeah, copy.
Thank you. Additionally,
Houston, station on 2 for insulation reinstallation.
Go ahead, on 2.
On that yellow insulation that I unwrapped, there's some fuzz and stuff. Any issue if I vacuum all that stuff up, or do you want me to leave that the way it is?
Jack, does it look like that's a part of the fiberglass or coming off the cloth?
Yes, there's three layers to this. There's the flex duct, and then there's the yellow, what I assume is fiberglass, and then there's the kind of gray, darkish thing that's got the cast on tape. That's the outer wrap that seems more like a rough cover. So on the yellow, what I think is the fiberglass is like just normal dust and fuzz that I was going to vacuum up.
Hey, Jack, 20 seconds to a 7-minute LOS. I'm going to try to get this up. You are go to vacuum up any normal dust and fuzz, but if there's any fiberglass, we ask that you stand down from cleaning that up, and we'll get back with you after the LOS.
Great. All that makes sense to me, and that's what I'll do.
Copy.
It's an airlock on 2 for dual tether point full.
We're with you on 2.
Just found a few discrepancies with a stow note and wanted to make sure that you're still good with these serial numbers. In the CTB 1449, which has the nominal mini workstation hardware, I did find two dual tether points, but they were not 1005 and 1004. They are 1005 and 1007. And I did find 1004 is actually deployed currently on the other T-bar, so that's why it's not there. So that may have just been a tracking thing. And then for the dual tether point spares kit, it asks for 1003 and 1004. I have 1004, 1006, and 1007, but there's no 1003.
Great, Jessica. We copy all of those serial numbers. We do not have an EVA on console right now, so we're going to pass that off to them, and I'll get you an answer soon.
Okay, so assume I'll just stand down on this activity then until we hear from them?
Checking. Affirmative, Jessica. Stand by for now.
Okay, no problem. Obviously, we're not in a huge rush to do this right now, so it's not that big of a deal. I'll just have it on pause for now.
Thank you very much.
Can you airlock on 2?
Go ahead, on 2.
So just to pack on a little extra information for that message, for the dual tether point spares kit, as I mentioned, 1003 is not there, but 1004 is. And I don't think that I would actually need two, because in each kit there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 screws, and I only need two for each tether point. So I think that one spares kit would provide for 5 different installations.
All right, we copy, and we're currently talking to an EVA member, and we'll get back to you very soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Sensation on 2 for IMV.
Go ahead on 2.
So we're all tracking. I'm in step 4.1. It tells me to remove the caps on tape and the insulation just like on the last run, but the fan clamps are on the outside of the outer layer, so I'm going to have to remove both fan clamps to get the removed outer layer, then remove the insulation, and then get to the flex duct. And I'll make sure you're happy with that, and then on the reverse side, when we reinstall later, do you want the fan clamps on the inside of the insulation or the outside like they currently are?
And Jack, you are go to remove the band clamps for now. On the reinstall, wait to hear back from us. We're going to decide what to do with them.
Great. I like that plan. Works.
It's an airlock on two.
Go ahead on two.
Other questions after looking at the procedure. There's a note in the procedure that specifically says that there will be one T-bar without the dual tether points on, in case that's a crew member preference. So right now, you know, we have two with dual tether points on. The point was to exchange it because of the mechanism on the mini workstation end effector. So we had to go for this activity to put them on the third one. Now, obviously, that would mean that all three of them have dual tether points. Of course, somebody could still remove them from one of them per crew preference. But the other question that's not covered in the procedure is the T-bar. The spare T-bar is not mounted to a base plate of its own. So the procedure doesn't say whether or not there is a spare base plate as well in the same CTP. So the question is, should I mount the T-bar onto its base plate of its own and leave the other two T-bars on their base plates, or should this T-bar take the place of the existing base, on the existing base plate where the previous T-bar was?
Well, good question. Sorry about the confusion. We are checking.
Thank you. It's an airlock on two.
Go ahead on two.
Decided to really monopolize your time by adding call after call to this as I look further at the hardware, but just a little bit more added information. For dual tether point serial number 1005, which is one of the ones called out, this one looks like it has been deployed before because it actually has a plug and two screws in it already. The other one, 1007, it is just a dual tether point with no plug and no screws. So the question would be, if I do end up using both of these, 1005 and 1007, should I use the existing screws that are in 1005, or should those screws be replaced with ones from the spare kit? And then obviously ones from the spare kit would have to be used for 1007.
Jessica, we appreciate all the questions. Keep them coming if you got more. We are gathering those answers for you and look to have a full summary of answers in 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for jack and van clamp install at your convenience.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack, when you get to reinstalling those van clamps, we would like those installed first with the insulation over the top of them.
Flex duct and clamps, insulation, top cover. Got it.
Good read back.
Sand station, Jackson 2 for IMV, band clamp installation.
With you on 2, Jack.
Got a big and a small comment on these band clamps. The big one is that they may be the wrong size. Maybe that's why they were installed on the outside of the insulation, is because I'm at the most tightest setting and they're still not tight on the flex duct. And the small comment is that the outer edge of the tightening bolt is fairly well stripped, so I've been having to use a screwdriver to screw it in. So potentially there's new band clamps I could use.
I'll be all checking. Jack, we are hunting for new band clamps for you, hopefully smaller ones, and in the meantime, you are go to proceed to step 5.
Okay, I'll leave the rest of these in step 4 open until we hear about fan clamps, and then I'll proceed to step 5. Thanks.
Good read back.
I'm still from Sophie on 2.
I'm still looking on 2.
Just a quick answer to your question. So JLP F2_Delta is about 70% full, and I would say that we could put three more full 1.0 CTVs in it.
Okay, thank you for the answer.
You're welcome.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for jack and band clamps at your convenience.
Station Jack's on 2 for band clamps.
Avoid the stripped heads. I've got a different tool stack for you to use.
Okay, I'll take the tool stack suggestion.
All right, let's use the same torque driver and use a 1/4 inch to 3/8 inch adapter with a small flat tip driver using that 3/8 inch drive.
Okay, 1/4 inch to 3/8 and the 3/8 flat tip adapter all stacked on the ratchet or the torque driver. That should work. Thanks. I'll put that to work.
Affirmative, thanks.
Bill from Sophie on 2.
With you on 2.
all of the Roche clothes were okay to go in the 0.5 CTV serial number 5369, and that was about 45 Roche clothes.
Copy 45. Thank you.
Okay.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Jessica and dual tether point.
Ground 2.
Hey, Jessica, I think I've got 5 answers for you, hoping to answer all of your questions. I'll give them to you one at a time. For the stow notes, line items 4 and 5, the dual tether points, any of the dual tether points are fine. We just ask that you report the serial numbers that you used and report the number of the serial numbers of the dual tether points that are remaining.
Okay, copy. I will report the dual tether points that I used. There won't be any remaining. There were only 2 in that bag.
Copy all. Next, for line item number 6, the dual tether point spares kit, we concur. Only 1 kit is needed. You can use any of the serial numbers in there, which ones you use, and please tell us how many screws are remaining in that kit. Apologies for the duplicate.
Okay, copy all.
All right, next, you asked about the screws and plugs that are already installed. Those are meant to be one-time use only, so use all new components, please, and any screws or plugs that are already installed can be trashed in the hardware JSB.
Okay, copy. Thanks for that. Yeah, that matched our understanding as well, but just wanted to double-check. Sounds good.
All right, number 4 of 5, EVA recommends you put the spare T-bar on the base plate on your EMU, replacing the one that's already there, and returning the T-bar that's already installed to FCTB 4101, labeled ball stacks and other MWS hardware.
I copy 4101, and I think that's where I got this one out the other day.
Exactly. Note on that. When you're replacing that, you can use 2 fingers or pins as the MWS key.
Copy that. Familiar with that mechanism, and I do have the key out as well if I need it.
Awesome. Final answer, we are go to leave all 3 T-bars configured.
Hey, copy. Thank you for tracking down all those questions. I have one more piece of information for you as well. We called during Orbit 1 about doing the MyPAO event in Columbus instead of in the lab, and so I did get set up in Columbus, so we can expect to use the Columbus camera for that PAO event.
All right. Houston copies. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Seth.
Sand Station on 2 for IMV installation.
Go ahead, on 2.
I've got the fan clamps installed over the top of the fiberglass and the outer cover. A little bulgy. It's not perfect looking, but I think I got a little bit enough of the outer cover underneath the fan clamps to hold it in place. If you guys need a video tour, I got a couple still shots of it too.
Jack, we like it. It sounds like a good config, and we're happy if you're happy. We would appreciate if you'd just point out in the video where you're talking about, and otherwise we're happy for the photos you took. Thanks, Jack, for the video. We see it. We're going to ask a couple questions down here on the ground, and we'll get right back to you.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it is tough to get that insulation and the outer covering tucked up underneath the band clamps, given the space and sizing available. But happy for your comments when you're ready.
Houston on space to ground 2 for Jack and IMV.
On 2.
Hey, Jack, looks good. Quick question. Do you think you squeeze the flex ducting at all whenever you're putting those van clamps in? It looks kind of bulgy to us.
Sense is no. The way the flex duct was in there, you know, the edge of the flex duct where the van clamps are sitting on the metal inlets underneath, which were not that compressible. I think what's going on with the bulging is that it's just hard to tuck that outer layer up underneath that banding, and as you tighten the banding, given the angle involved of trying to get your hands to hold it in place, and it's hard to keep on tight. I think it's just that material, kind of the outer material, that outer cover material being pushed down to cause the bulge.
Thank you for the description, Jack. We are very happy with that. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. It's been a pleasure working with you on the deuce, and I'm going to be moving into step 8 and 9 for closeout.
Sounds good. Good config. Go to proceed.
And the station Sophium 2 for Ahsoka.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I'm doing the closeout procedure right now. I just wanted to make sure that you could take care of the step 1 in the procedure.
Step 1 is complete. You are go for step 2.
Copy. Go for step 2. Thanks, Seth.
Houston Station on 2 for IMV Lena.
With you on 2.
The panel is back on, and I have reopened the DCM purge valves on the aft and forward EMUs in the airlock.
Be copied. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for the conference.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, we're trying to log on to the Teams link for our conference. We've tried a couple different iPads, and it keeps just disconnecting and kicking us out after getting into the meeting. So we're not having much luck. We're going to keep trying, but if you guys have any alternate maybe Teams links or something that we can try, and maybe just let the other folks know as well that we're unable to get in at the moment.
Copy. Apologizing for the trouble. We'll look into it.
Thanks, Ralph. I definitely hold you personally responsible for this.
That's what everyone down here is saying, too. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Teams.
All right, on 2.
Hey, Chris, I've got another Teams link you can use. I'm going to read it out to you. It is 1,044 characters long, so be ready to copy. No, I'm kidding. In the task list, there is...
Standby 1. I think we just got in on the 8th try.
All right. I'll save my breath.
All right. Thanks, Mel.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and IMV.
And Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack, after your activity, we reactivated the smoke detectors, and we're just seeing a lot of noise on them, and so we'd on the IMV fan itself. And so we'd appreciate a sniff check and a CSACP reading.
Okay, I will put that on work.
Thanks, and apologies for interrupting your conference.
Station on 2, all smells normal, node 1 near the IMV valve, CSACP is putting up.
Copy, thank you.
And station, the CSACP numbers look good, let me know when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
The CO reading is middling between 0 and 1 and 2, HCN, NEHCL is both reading 0.0.
All right, Jack, we like those numbers. We're assuming this is just dust from your IMV cleaning. And so after your POIC conference, if you wouldn't mind, please perform nominal housekeeping in Node 1. We've already inhibited both smoke detectors in there for you.
Yeah, totally. We'll do nominal housekeeping vacuuming in Node 1 after the POIC conference.
Thank you very much. And final note, Jack, crew is primed for smoke detection in Node 1.
Copy, with the smoke detectors inhibited until we're done with housekeeping. Crew are primed for smoke detection in Node 1.
Good feedback.
Station, that's Bill on 2 for Chris and Timeline.
Bill, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, good afternoon. Just wanted to let you know, in order to support Jessica's next PO event in the Columbus later today, we understand that you're going to be swapping the two Nanorex mainframe Bravo and Alpha activities with the UID, so doing the Nanorex ones first. I just want to give you a heads up that you are a go in step 1.1 for the first activity.
Copy that. Go in 1.1 of my first Nanorex mainframe alpha activity. I'm going to step into that right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And sorry, correction, Huntsville. It's Nanorex mainframe Bravo first and then alpha, if I am correct. And so I've got to go in 1.1 of 2.003.
Good work.
Still station on 2. This is Chris. I've completed step 3.3, and the Nanolab Mod 72 Alpha retrieval is complete.
Copy step 3. And so for your next activity for Alpha, you are a go in step 2.1.
Copy, go in step 2.1 of my mainframe Alpha procedure. Still, Chris is on 2 in Columbus. The Columbus camcorder is on with an over-the-shoulder view. You're welcome on board.
We see it. It's a good field of view.
Houston Station, Jackson 2, Node 1, vacuum, house cleaning complete.
Houston copies. Thanks for the update. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and smoke detectors.
Houston Station, go for Jack on 2.
Hey, Jack, thanks for the housekeeping. These smoke detectors are looking much better in Node 1, so we have re-enabled them. Crew is no longer prime for smoke detection.
News, automatic smoke detection in progress or enabled in Node 1.
Read back.
Still, Chris on 2 for mainframe alpha.
On 2.
I'm complete in step 4.5, and you are go to power NanoRack mainframe alpha. And just to confirm and double check, mainframe Bravo is powered off both on the express rack and on the module side.
That is a perfect config. And just for you and your crewmates, SA, we're going to be doing some troubleshooting for NanoRack Surveyor. Separate from this. So you may hear the NanoRack airlock IMV fans turn on about 16:45 to allow for smoke detection in Node 3, just for SA.
Okay, copy all. We may hear the NanoRack airlock IMV fans turn on, and we'll be aware of that. Thanks. Appreciate the heads up on that.
Station Jackson 2 for PMM stowage.
We are with you on 2.
I got some part numbers to throw at you with some questions. You ready, copy?
We're ready.
I'm looking at PMM 1 starboard 2. There's an item labeled cushion water delivery ORU. I couldn't find a serial number, but I found a part number Sierra Victor 825449. Just want to confirm those are one and the same.
Checking.
I've got, let me know if this is easier or harder. I've got one more part number for you with a question.
Take it now.
Okay, it's a push-in box. There's three pieces. They're all taped together. They're labeled Sierra Papa Alpha dash Sierra Victor 103-1560-1 for Zotec. Blue Oscar Tango Echo Kilo is written on it.
Copy.
And I am told that is the item in PMM 1 Starboard 2 that's labeled cushion, failed OGA, deionizing bed ORU.
All right, we're checking on all three of those.
Awesome, thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and PMM cleanup. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and PMM.
Houston, this is Chris on 2. Jack, just for in the PMM, I let them know that you're calling, and they will call you back when they have a moment.
Perfect. No rush. Thank you.
Houston, station, Jack's on 2 for an update on storage.
Hey, Jack, you called down about three items earlier from PMM 1 Starboard 2. I wanted to let you know the first and third item you called about, the H2O delivery ORU and the failed OGA deionizing head ORU cushions, those match what you see in your PMM document. The second item, the three-piece cushion box set labeled BOTEC, is the catalytic reactor ORU.
Okay. I'm just trying to match notes here. The failed OGA deionizing bed, sorry. What did I read down for you? Is this serial number for that or a part number?
I don't think you did.
Okay, what I thought I did was read down two part numbers, and the first one, Sierra Victor 825449, sounds like you're saying is the water delivery ORU that's listed in PMM 1 Starboard 2.
Okay, firm.
And the second part number that I read down to you, you're telling me is the catalytic reactor.
Okay, firm, the one that says OTEC, the FPA-SV-103.
Okay, and I did not read down a part number for the failed OGA deionizing bed. Is that right?
Affirmative.
Okay, I'm going to double-check that I actually do see that one in there, but everything else seems to be accounted for at the moment. And awesome, we're going to continue working.
Jack, are you still there?
Sir, can't go far.
I just wanted to verify that you saw the stowage note saying that for the deionizing bed, ORU, we do want that placed inside the cushion.
Yeah, okay, I'm tracking that, we're tracking that. I'm not sure that I found it yet, so I'm going to go look again and double check and be right back.
Copy, thanks. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and timeline.
She's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, just wanted to let you know that we're going to be canceling the USOS segment or portion of the evening DPC today. So, unfortunately, we won't see you at 19:20, but good news, we will see you back at 20:30 for your VIP event.
Okay, so I understand no evening DPC at 19:20, but we'll see you at 20:30 for the VIP event.
That's a good readback, and we are here if you have any questions, comments, or concerns for us.
Great news. Thanks a lot, Hess.
Houston, station on 2 for PNM storage.
Go ahead on 2.
Right, we're just finishing up now. I want to run some stuff by you. We were just working in port 3 in the PMM. The list has two cushioned items, a cushion AEMX ASI, a cushion Mambo Tray 1. We didn't find cushions labeled that, but we did find a cushion labeled Rodent Habitat, serial number 209, and a cushion Reactor Health Sensor, ORU, serial number 4.
Checking.
Okay, can I throw some other comments at you while they're looking that stuff up?
Ready.
The separator filter ORU cushion, serial number 5, is in port 3. It's not in overhead 4. There's a good spot for it, so we'll leave it where it is. The 8.0 CTV, serial number 5003, I think that's CASA equipment. There's also a good spot for that. That's in port 3 front. And a 2.0 CTV 5174 that was on deck 3 is now in port 3. And one question for you, the ISS surveyor payload inside of a cushion, that cushion is giant, maybe like an 8.0 CTV size, and it's mostly empty, and we're just curious about that.
Copy all, we're checking. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and PMM.
Forward, Huff.
Hey, for the SEP filter ORU cushion, and the 8.0 CTV and the 2.0 CTV that you put in different locations, we're happy with where you put those, and we'll update IMS. For the Amex cushion, that is the rodent habitat. And for the reactor health sensor, we had expected to see that in overhead 3, but it can stay in port 3. Two more things before we lose you for a long LOS. The Mambo tray, we were expecting to find that loose in that rack. If you still can't find it, we'll just mark it as lost. And for the ISS surveyor payload cushion, we'll have to work a forward plan for that, but you can leave it where it is for now.
Houston Station, Sophie and 2 for a question for the VIP event.
With you on 2.
Just a quick question, just to have the big picture and know who we're talking to. Do we have, I know the main VIP, but is there, could you give us the name of who is attending this event so that we have better awareness?
You got it. Give me just a second. And Sophie, we're not sure who all's coming over from the awards ceremony, but we're going to look into it and send you an email.
Great news. Thank you very much. And also, would it be possible to have VME TV?
Hey, firm. We'll get VME TV streamed up from the Ficker.
Amazing. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Houston Station, Sophie again on 2 for listening to this topic.
Go ahead on 2.
Just a quick doubt that we have. You're mentioning an awards thing. So in our understanding, this was the event with the French ambassador, and we don't link anything with an awards thing, so maybe we're completely confused about what's going on today.
I'm sorry about the confusion. They are here to present our center director with an award. That's what we were talking about. You don't need to know anything about the award ceremony itself.
Okay. And the main VIP is still the French ambassador, is that correct?
Affirmative.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks.
You got it. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for any available crew and VIP event.
Crew is ready on 2.
Hey, Sophie, just letting you know that we are on board. We are watching you guys now, just turned our cameras on, and we are probably running about 5 to 10 minutes late on this event. Correction, 10 to 15 minutes late, and I will give you a heads up whenever we're ready to go. Jack, if you could please just get in position and wait patiently.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Jesse. The French people are making you waiting. Yeah, I think it's on purpose from the VIP, so I'll let you know the private joke afterwards. Meanwhile, if you could have VME TV right now, we're trying to set it up, and it does not work.
We copy the issue. We think it might be because of the teacher satellite that we're using right now. We should have a better satellite in about 2 minutes.
Great.
And we appreciate how you have coordinated the colors of your shirts. Thank you.
Of course. Can you give us a heads up, like, maybe 3 minutes before, if it's doable or not? Maybe not.
Give you a heads up when we see the group walking into the room.
Okay. Great.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, this is your approximately 15-minute warning for your VIP event.
15 minutes warning, 1-5.
And we are ready for you to call VME TV whenever you are, just seeing if it works.
I'll go right away and check. Eureka, we can see you now.
Houston copies.
Oh, hi, so good to see you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, this is your approximately 20-minute warning for your VIP event.
No, I see your smile, Hef. I don't believe in this.
I promise it's true.
I don't believe it. I don't.
And just some context for the delay, the team is not on site yet. We're waiting for them. They just flew in.
All right. Okay, so then talk to you later.
See you soon. We'll give you as much warning as we can.
Yeah, we count on you. Otherwise, they will only see the French flag.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, just giving you a heads up, we are a few minutes out from your event.
Houston Station, we copy.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, this is Laurent Billy.
Houston Station, bonjour Monsieur l'Ambassadeur. Ravi et très honoré de vous avoir avec nous ce soir.
Je suis très ému là. I'm under stress. It's the first time that I'm speaking such a long distance call. And I'm very curious about 45 days, how do you feel, and personally, but also with the sense of the mission.
So all of us, we feel very happy, very, like, we were, like, we had an intense 45 first days in here. It's great to be working in here. The teams are amazing. We have amazing ground support, and we feel very honored to be part of this big adventure.
I get the impression that with the time passing, is it any change that you feel about, personally, being so far away, or is it some more smooth transitions, days are passing?
I feel that it's still amazing. Like, every day, we all realize how lucky we are to be a part of this adventure and to be living this experience. We have only good vibes from the ground teams and good vibes in the space teams as well.
I suspect that this kind of mission reinforce your belief in international cooperation and the sense also of friendship between our nations?
Yes, thank you for the question, sir. It's really awesome to be up here. We get to work with ground control centers around the world, and obviously we're an international crew ourselves, and it's really great to be part of humanity, to be able to look down on the earth and see the world without real borders, working with international teams every day. It's really an incredible experience.
Well, we try to do that on Earth, but it seems to be maybe more difficult than on space. But so you are also doing a lot of experiments, and so you see some of them already that are maybe having more impact or
Yes, we've been very busy doing many different experiments, many of which are organized by the European Space Agency. So we have representation, again, in the international viewpoint. We've done several physiology studies looking at differences in blood flow, and in some astronauts have actually formed clots in recent missions, so trying to understand that better to make sure that we can keep astronauts healthy. We have other experiments using ultrasound for various things. We have experiments looking at the immune system. We have more whole physiology type experiments, so lots of different physiology and medical experiments to understand how the body reacts to microgravity. But really up here, I mean, it's this laboratory where we can test the lack of gravity on any system. So if it's chemistry, physics, material science, even combustion science, we do all these experiments up here to test out those variables.
I'm also looking at your Earth, and I see the sense of gravity there.
I was going to give the mic to Chris, but I guess this question is for me, because for Chris is this obvious. Next question is going to be for Chris. Hair is, they live their best life, I think, in space.
So, any kind of message, especially for, the one who are thinking about entering in scientific career and this kind of endeavor to boost their morale and their appetite for science?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, to me, space exploration has always represented, the best of what we can do, exploring for the benefit of all. And I think that being involved in the space program, I think it really brings out the best in everyone. It brings out our ability to work together, and it really inspires us to do the best we can. And so I think it's an incredibly rewarding career working in space, because you really are working towards something for the benefit of everyone, and that's just absolutely incredible and inspiring. And I really feel grateful to be a part of it, and I think kids that are growing up have a huge amount of opportunities to do the same.
I think it's really inspiring to see you there, and a nice gender balance as well. So I think for girls, I think that science is not for them. You're also a good example.
Yes, I hope we can spark some stars in the eyes of little kids, boys and girls, equally. But of course, we didn't arrive here on our own and here overnight. It took time. It took inspiration. Myself, I arrived here because I received a ton of inspiration from other crews, other astronauts, other people who gave me the passion to do what I do right now. Since I was a little girl, I just took, and so now I want to share. I want to share and inspire people. And if we can light some sparks in their eyes, then mission accomplished for us.
I think you are really doing a great job. We are very proud of you, I think, collectively. And it's such an occasion. I think that moment is going to stay for the rest of my life. If I write my memoir one day, it will start with something about that moment.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur l'Ambassadeur, and I wanted also to say that a piece of France travels to space as well. We shared last weekend a meal from the chef, the multi-star chef Anne-Sophie Dick. She cooked a very good meal that all of our friends, international crews, even the Russian friends in here, we all shared together, and everyone enjoyed this time together. Gastronomy is really what bonds us. I mean, we know it's very important in French culture, so we hope that when we come back, we'll be able to come to Washington, D.C., to your embassy, the whole crew together, and have another taste of French together.
In fact, I have a scoop. My chef is doing very well on the Meilleur Ouvrier de France, and is going to the semi-final, so I think it's appealing, and it will show you that France is still a superpower in cuisine. Merci beaucoup.
Yes, and everyone is smiling here.
So proud of you.
Merci à vous, merci à tous. And we're very grateful to all of you and all of your support from ground. Thank you so much.